The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
We are in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Klal Chof. Dine Chazoras Tfilas Hashatz, the Halachas of Chazoras Hashatz, and we are at Os Zion. Says the Kitzur, La'achar Shegomer Shleach Tzibur HaTfila, after the Shleach Tzibur completes his repetition of Shmonesre, Yomar Belachash Yul Ratzon. So as when he concludes the Bracha of HaMavarech, Esamo Yisrael Bashalom, at that point he should say the Pasuk Yiyu L'Ratzon Imrei Fi Ve'Hagyon Libi L'Fanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, before proceeding with Kaddish or Tachnun. Aval L'Fsoa Gimel Psios Einoi Tzarech, he need not take three steps back following the Chazar Hashatz. Shesomech al hapsios shebesof hakadosh shalem, because he will eventually take three steps back at the conclusion of the full kaddish after osa shalom imromov. At that point, he will take three steps back. Those three steps are effective for his shmonesre as well. That is the opinion of the Kitzur. The Mishnah, the Ramah, in Simen Kufchav Gimel, is of the opinion that the Shliach Tzibur should not recite the verse Yul Ratzon, because for that as well, says the Ramah, he may rely on Tiskabel Tzloson, the prayer that is recited as part of the Kaddish Shalem, where the Shliach Tzibur requests that the Tefillah of Klal Yisrael, the Tefillah of the congregation, be accepted. Therefore, there would be no need for him to say Yul Ratzon. The conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, like the Shla and the Vilna Gaon, is that one should say Yul Ratzon. When it comes to the three steps, however, the Mishnah Berurah concurs with the Kitzur that he should not, or there's no need for him to take three steps back. However, Mishnah Berurah points out that if he does wish to do so, if he'd like to take three steps back, we don't need to stop him. If the Shliach Tzibur's repetition of the Shmonesra was not really a repetition of his own Shmonesra, because he did not have a chance to daven a silent Shmonesra, and he is fulfilling his own personal obligation to daven Shmonesra with the Chazar Hashatz, in that case, he does need to take three steps back. If the Shliach Tzibur is going to be replaced after Shmonesrei, then he should take three steps back after the Chatzi Kaddish. So, for example, if a second Chazan will take over for Ashrei Uva L'Tzion, for example, if there's a Chiyuv, then Rabbi Yashiv paskins that he should take three steps back after the half a Kaddish, the Chatzi Kaddish, preceding Asher Yuval Tzion. If a different Chazan will take him over for Halel, but the Shliach Tzibur will return for the Kaddish following Halel, in that case, he does not need to take three steps back before Halel, and rather could rely on the three steps back that he will take at the Kaddish, at the conclusion of the Kaddish Shalem. On Tisha B'Av, when Tiskabel is not recited, Poskim write that the Shliach Tzibur should recite Yul Ratzon at the conclusion of the Chazar Hashatz. As well, if someone else is going to replace him for Ashrei Uva L'Tzion, in which case he will not be the one reciting Tiskabel, then he should say Yul Ratzon following Chazar Hashatz. And that concludes Seif Zion. Seif Ches in the Kitzur. The Tainis Tzibur v'yesh b'beis HaKnesses Asara shemis'anim u'mashlimim. If it is on a fast day, a public fast day, one of the four Tanios, and really five, including Tainus Esther. So if it's on Tzom Gedalia or Asar B'Tavis, or Tainus Esther, Shavasar B'Tammuz, or Tisha B'Av, then, and there are 10 people in shul who are fasting for the entire day. Mishnah Berurah adds that if it's on an official fast day of the four tzomos, the four fast days besides Tainus Esther, that even if there are 7 people fasting, that would be sufficient for the chazan to recite Aneinu. So in that case, Oymer HaShleach Tzibur B'Shachrus U'B'Mincha Aneinu Koidem Rafa'enu. The Shleach Tzibur should insert a separate bracha of Aneinu between Gal Yisrael and Rafa'enu, and he concludes the bracha of Aneinu with Ha'one B'Eis Tzara. V'im Tov L'Yamaro, if he accidentally omitted the bracha of Aneinu, im niskar koidim sha'omar es Hashem min ha'bracha roifei choylei, if he remembered before saying Hashem's name at the conclusion of the bracha of Rafa'enu, which is the bracha that was to follow Aneinu, choyzer va'omer Aneinu Rafa'enu. In that case, being that he caught himself before saying Hashem's name, he should go back to Aneinu and then start again from the beginning of Rafa'enu. If he only realized after saying Hashem's name at the conclusion of Rafa'enu, Goymer HaBracha Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael, he should complete the Bracha Roifei Choylei Amo Yisrael, V'Oymer Aneinu B'Seich Birchas Shemei HaTfila. In that case, he should not go back, rather should proceed with Chazaras HaShatz, and when he reaches Shema Koleinu, he should insert Aneinu within the bracha of Shemei Tefillah. However, says the Ketzer, v'chosem Shemei Tefillah k'bayochid. In that case, he would not conclude Aneinu with the normal conclusion of Ha'ona Beis Tzara. Rather, he should conclude with Shemei Tefillah, which is what a yachid does when he davens the silent Shemon Esrei. A yachid at Mincha of a Tainus Tzibur would insert Shemei Tefillah would insert Aneinu into Shomei HaTfilah without adding a separate Chasima for Aneinu. If the Shliach Tzibur said Baruch Ata Hashem of Rafa'enu and did not say Rofi Chole Amo Yisrael, so although in other instances, such as with Yalav Yavo, the Mishnah Berurah advises one to conclude with Lamdeini Chukecha, to finish the sentence after saying Baruch Atah Hashem, to finish with Lamdeini Chukecha, and then go back to the beginning of the bracha and insert the omitted sentence. Nevertheless, when it comes to Aneinu, where Bedi'eved, one doesn't have to go back altogether, once he said Hashem's name of Rafa'enu, he should conclude Rofi Choy Le'ama Yisrael and not Lamdeini Chukecha. Continues the Kitzer, v'im shachecho gam sham, if the Shliach Tzibur forgot to add Aneinu during Shomei HaTfilah as well, omrei la'achar siyum HaTfilah b'lo chasima, he should say it following HaMavarech HaSam Yisrael b'shalom, but before Yul HaRatzon, according to the custom that Yul HaRatzon is said, as we mentioned earlier. However, the consensus of the Mishnah Berurah is that he should not add Yul HaRatzon. So, Aneinu would then be recited after the Shliach Tzibur's repetition of Shemon Esrei without the concluding bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Ha'ona Beis Tzara. Se'if Tes in the Kitzer. Ein Oymrim Tfila Shemon Esrei B'Koil. The chazan should not repeat Shemon Esrei aloud. Elohim ken yesh l'chol ha'pachos shisha anoshim, unless there are at least 6 individuals shehem roiv minyan that would form the majority of a minyan shispalu ata. If 6 people have just davened their personal silent Shemon Esrei together, thereby forming a majority of a minyan, and there are 10 people present, then the Shliach Tzibur should repeat Shmona Esrei. Aval im ein shisha anoshev sheispalalu ato. However, if there are not six people who have just davened, ein omrim kol hashmona esrei b'kol. In that case, we do not repeat the entire Shmona Esrei. Ela echad omer ad hakel hakadosh b'kol. In that case, only one person would say Hakel HaKadosh, and the others would listen to him and be Yotze Kedusha that way. V'omrim Kedusha, v'goymet filosa belachash. And that individual who said through Hakel HaKadosh aloud would continue the rest of his Shmona Esrei silently and would not daven the entire Shmona Esrei aloud. So that is the halacha when we did not have at least a majority of a minyan davening Shmona Esrei together. So if there's at least one person who has not davened, he may recite the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei aloud, and if there are nine others present, Kedusha may be recited, and this way this individual would be Yotze Kedusha, although he would not be Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibur. Se'if Yud. Kol Mokom Shehayochid Imto Chozer U'Mispalel. Anytime an individual, a Yochid davening Shmona Esrei, would have to go back were he to make a mistake or omit something or add something inappropriate. Kemoikein Hashliach Tzibur b'chazara satfila imto achoizer mispala. Likewise, the Shliach Tzibur, when he repeats Shmona Esrei, would go back for a mistake, for that type of mistake. Chutz mishachrus shel Rosh Chodesh v'Chol HaMoed, with the exception of shachrus on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, sheim shochach v'lo omar yala v'yovo, if he forgot and omitted yala v'yovo, v'lo niska, and the Shliach Tzibur did not remember, ad shehishlam tfiloso, until he had fully completed his Shmona Esrei, his repetition, ein machzirin also, we don't require him to repeat Shmona Esrei, to go back to the beginning and start over. Ki mishum torach hatzibur, because out of concern for the delay of the tzibur, samchinon al mashe yaskir betfilas musaf, we would rely on the fact that the shliach tzibur is going to mention Rosh Chodesh and or Chol HaMoed during musaf. So although he should have mentioned Yalav Yovel Chachris and did not, because of this extenuating circumstance and of not having to make the congregation hear Chazar Sashatz again during Chachris, we would then rely on the Shlech Tzibur reciting it during Musaf, making mention of the day during the Musaf. Avalim Niska Kodim Shehishlam Tfiloso. If he realized before completing the Shachris repetition, Choyzel Ritzei, Ve'in Bazeh Tarech HaTzibur. If it's only a question of going back to Ritzei and not to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, in that case he should go back, and we are not concerned for Tarech HaTzibur regarding that. The Ramah adds that if a Shliach Tzibur did not mention Shabbos or Yontif during Shachris, there too we would rely on Musaf that he need not repeat the Shachris repetition on Shabbos and Yontif, although he had davened a regular weekday Chazar HaSashatz, he could rely then as well on the upcoming Musaf. However, here too, if he realized before he concluded the Chazar HaSashatz that he did not mention Shabbos or Yontif, in that case he would go back to Yismach Moshe on Shabbos or Atta B'Chartonu on Yontif. continues the Kitzer in Os Yud Aleph. Chiyuv al ha'adam lomar kedusha imatzibur. It is incumbent upon a person to recite kedusha with the congregation. Megam amen shalachar hakela kadosh v'shalachar shomei atfila hu gamkein chiyuv kamo kedusha. It is also obligatory to hear the amen following the bracha of Akela Kadosh and that of the bracha of Shema Yatfila, and it is chiyuv as is kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah points out that it is somewhat of a lesser level of obligation than kedusha, but nevertheless, one has to see to it that obligation should be carried out. Likewise, the kadeshim that the shliach tzibur recites, one must respond with Amen Yehishmi Rabba. Likewise, when it comes to modim, it is a chiyuv to bow with the tzibur. If one arrives to shul late, so he has missed davening tefillah with the rest of the tzibur, he has no choice but to daven alone. Im ein hashah iveres, if zman tefila is not fast approaching, tzarich lahashgiach shlo yispalel shmonesrei b'shah sheyafsid milanos echad midvarim elu. One would have to see to it that he should not miss out on any of these responses, any of the obligatory points in tefila that he should join in with the congregation. He has to make sure he doesn't miss out on those opportunities were he to daven shmonesrei alone. Therefore, he should wait to daven his personal Shemone Esrei until after the Shliach Tzibur reaches Modim. So he has to wait for the Shliach Tzibur's repetition so that he could recite Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur and the congregation. Likewise, respond to the Amen of Akela Kadosh and the Amen of Shomei Tfila, and join in with the bowing at Modim. And only then could he proceed to daven his silent Shemone Esrei. If he already heard Kedusha or Baruch Hu, or he knows that he will hear them at a later minyan, in that case he need not wait. However, with Modim, so as not to appear to be rejecting the congregation's submission expressed at Modim, in that case, he should wait for Modim and as well for Kaddish, even though he has heard Kaddish previously or he will hear Kaddish, he needs to wait because there's no limit to how many Kadeshim one can hear. The Mishnah Berurah, however, does bring an opinion that if one has heard all the Kadeshim, the minimum required number of Kadeshim, and he has responded Amen Yehishmi Rabba, he need not wait to answer to for another Kaddish. If one is davening, finds himself davening Shemone Esrei, he hears the Shliach Tzibur reach Kedusha, he should not respond and recite Kedusha together with the congregation of the Shliach Tzibur. He should pause in his Shemone Esrei and listen silently to both Kedusha and Amen of Akela Kadosh. And when it comes to Modim, if possible, he should try to bow at the beginning of his Shemone Esrei and have that synchronized with the Shliach Tzibur reaching Modim, or at least make sure that his bowing should take place in the middle of one of the brachas of Shemone Esrei and not at the beginning or end of one of the brachas because one is not allowed to add bowings at the beginning or end of any of the brachas other than the one where the bowings are prescribed. The Mishnah Berurah points out that several poskim posit that even lechatchila one can go ahead and begin his Shmoneh Esrei with the Shleach Tzibur. So rather than wait until the Shleach Tzibur reaches Modim, one can begin his silent Shmoneh Esrei along with the Shleach Tzibur and recite every word with him, including Kedusha, and continue through Shemei Tefillah and Modim. That is a preferred method of davening, especially if one feels that he won't be able to begin his silent Shemoneh Esrei after Kedusha and complete it before Modim. There is a machlokus amongst contemporary poskim whether that is counted as a tefillah b'tzibur. The Shlomo Zalman Auerbach considers that tefillah alongside the Shleach Tzibur to have the status of a full tefillah b'tzibur. Rav Moshe Feinstein, and according to some versions, the Chazon Ish disagrees. So perhaps one should wait until after Modim to listen to the Shleach Tzibur, if he anyways will not gain the advantage of tefillah b'tzibur. Certainly, one should attempt to daven with the congregation b'tzibur rather than wait to daven and rely on davening alongside with the shliach tzibur. Continues the Kitzer that when one waits for the shliach tzibur's chazara, so that he could respond with the tzibur before beginning his own Shemoneh Esrei, aval al yamtid bin gal Yisrael l'tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. He should not pause between gal Yisrael and tefillah Shemoneh Esrei and wait for the shleich tzibur. Dehat sarich lahasmich geula l'tefillah v'asa lahafsik b'neim. Because one cannot pause between gal Yisrael and tefillah. One Shemoneh Esrei should begin immediately upon the recitation of gal Yisrael. Additionally, he would not be able to respond to kedusha or to amen yishmi rabba or the amen of akel hakodesh at that point. Elayamtin kodim shira chadasha. Therefore, it is preferable for him to wait before beginning the paragraph of Shira Chadasha with the concluding paragraph in the Bracha of Gal Yisrael. If one was davening a silent Shemoneh Esrei and heard the Shleach Tzibur reciting Kedusha, as was mentioned, he should pause and wait until after Hakel HaKadosh. But once he did that and heard Kedusha, he need not look for another minyan where he could recite Kedusha normally. That is what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes. Continues the Kitzer in Os Yud Beis. Yachid ha'oymed b'tfila Shemoneh Esrei. Yachid who is davening Shemoneh Esrei, ukshuhu mesayim mechaye ha'mesim. Oymer ha'atzibur kedushas uvala tzio in a kedushas yotzer. And when, as he completes the bracha of Mechaya Mesim, the congregation is reciting the Uvala Tzion, the Kadosh, 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 that's part of the Uvala Tzion prayer, or Kedushas Yotzer, or they are reciting Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in the bracha before Kriya Shema. Eine Oymer Imahim Kadosh. So he cannot join in with Kadosh and thereby be Yotze Kedusha, Lefi she'ena kedusha shavos, because the kedushos are not similar. He is reciting kedusha as in Shemoneh Esrei, and they are holding a kedusha which is not part of Shemoneh Esrei. Aval im hatzibur oimrim kedushas musaf. However, in a case where the tzibur is reciting kedusha for musaf, afa pishuhu mispal shachris, although he is holding at shachris, oine imahem kadosh, he can recite Kadosh with them, v'chein behipuch, or vice versa, if the tzibur is reciting Kedusha of Shachris and he is holding a Kedusha of Musaf, he may recite Kedusha with them. The Kedusha Shachris, the Kedusha Musaf Shavosim, because they are equal, they are similar. And Mishneh Berurah adds that he may recite the entire Nusach of Musaf. For example, if the congregation is reciting the Kedusha of Musaf, and the Kedusha Musaf has a different Nusach than that of Shachris, for example, Keser or Naritzcha, and he is davening his personal Shemon Esrei of Shachris, nevertheless, when he recites Kedusha alongside the congregation, he may recite the full Nusach of Kedusha with the tzibur. And that completes Klal Chav. May Yisrael Hashem.